بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون.
Verse number 55. The people of paradise on this day, which is the day of resurrection, will be preoccupied from thinking about others because of the permanent bliss and supreme success they will see. They will be enjoying that happily.
هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون.
Verse number 56. They and their spouses will be comfortably sitting on couches under lush shades in paradise.
لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون.
Verse number 57. In this paradise, they will have various types of wholesome fruits, such as grapes, figs, and pomegranates, and they will have any type of delight or bliss that they ask for. Whatever they ask for, they will get.
سلام قولا من رب رحيم.
Verse number 58. Over and above this bliss, they will have peace that they will get, as a statement from a Lord who is merciful to them. When he will greet them with peace, they will attain peace and safety from all sides, and they will obtain the greeting that no other greeting can surpass.
وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون.
Verse number 59. The idolaters will be told on the day of resurrection, step aside from the believers. It is not appropriate for them to be with you because of the disparity in your recompense and theirs and in your attributes and theirs.
ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
Verse number 60. Did I not advise and instruct you on the tongues of my messengers and say to you, O children of Adam, do not follow Satan by committing various types of disbelief and sins. Satan is a clear enemy to you. How can any sensible person follow an enemy of his who has made his enmity clear?
وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ.
Verse number 61. I instructed you, O children of Adam, to worship me alone and not to associate anything as partners to me. Worshipping me alone and following me is a straight path that leads to my pleasure and entry into paradise. But you did not comply with my advice and instruction in that regard.
وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ.
Verse number 62. Satan has misled many of you. Did you not have intellects which you could use, and with sound reasoning, it would have led you to obey your Lord and worship only Him, may He be glorified? And your intellects should have been enough as a safeguard from you following Satan, who is your clear enemy.
هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون.
Verse number 63. This is hell, which you were warned against in the world for your disbelief. It was a matter of the ghaib to you, but today, here you can witness it with your own eyes.
اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون.
Verse number 64. Enter it today and suffer from its heat, remaining therein forever, on account of your rejection of Allah in your worldly life.
اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
Verse number 65. Today, I will seal their mouths, and they will become mute, not able to deny the disbelief and sins they committed. Their hands will speak to us about what they did in the world. Their feet will testify about the sins they perpetrated and walked towards.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ.
Verse number 66. If I had willed to take away their sight, I would have done so, and they will not be able to see. Just as I sealed their mouths, and they were not able to speak, they would have then rushed towards the path to cross over it into paradise. But it is unlikely that they will cross over when their sight is gone.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ.
Verse number 67. If I had willed to alter their form and make them sit on their feet, I would have altered their form and made them sit on their feet, and they will not be able to move from their place, nor will they be able to move forward nor backward.
وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Verse number 68. Whoever's life I extend, by lengthening his lifespan, I return him to the stage of weakness. Do they not think, with their intellect and understand, that this abode is not one of permanence and immortality, and that the everlasting abode is that of the hereafter?
وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Verse number 69. I did not teach Muhammad, peace be upon him, poetry, and nor is that appropriate for him, because it is not his nature, and his disposition does not demand it, so that you claim that he is a poet. What I have taught him is only an admonition and a clear Qur'an for those who ponder over it. It is not poetry.
لِيُنذِرَ مَنْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَيَحِقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ.
Verse number 70. To warn whose hearts are alive, and they still have insight, for they are the ones who will benefit from it, and to establish the punishment against the disbelievers by making our signs manifest to them, leaving them with no excuse. Beneficial points. 1. The people of paradise will be happily occupied with everything their souls desire, eyes find delight in, and what they wish for. 2. The person with a heart is one who is purified by the Qur'an and who increases his knowledge of it and practice. The Qur'an for his heart is like rain for land that is fertile and pure. 3. The limbs of a person which were an aid for their owner on the world will become a witness against him on the day of resurrection.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا خَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِمَّا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِينَا أَنْعَامًا فَهُمْ لَهَا مَالِكُونَ.
Verse number 71. Have they not seen that I have created livestock for them, and they control the affairs of that livestock by doing with it whatever they require?
وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ.
Verse number 72. I have made the livestock serviceable for them and made it submissive to them. They ride on the backs of some and transport their loads, and they also consume some of its meat.
وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ
Verse number 73. They also have benefits in the livestock other than just riding and consuming its meat, i.e., its wool, bristles, fur, and value, which they use to make spreads and clothing. They can also drink of its milk, so will they not show gratitude to Allah, who has blessed them with these favors and others?
وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً لَعَلَّهُمْ يُنصَرُونَ
Verse number 74. The idolaters have taken other deities instead of Allah, whom they worship, hoping that they will help them and save them from the punishment of Allah.
لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون
Verse number 75. Those deities that they have taken are not able to help themselves, let alone help whoever worships them instead of Allah. The worshippers together with their idols will all be brought to the punishment, but will all protest innocence from one another.
فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون
Verse number 76 O Messenger, do not let their statements grieve you, that you have not been sent as a messenger, or that you are a poet, and others slander the fire towards you. Indeed, I know what they say privately and publicly. Nothing is hidden from me, and I will requite them for it.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ
Verse number 77. Does the human who rejects the resurrection after death not ponder that I created him from semen? Then he went through different phases until he was born and developed, turning into an argumentative and quarreling creation? Does he not ponder over that to conclude that resurrection is possible?
وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم
Verse number 78 This disbeliever is heedless and ignorant when he uses decayed bones to prove the impossibility of resurrection, saying, Who will resurrect us? Whilst having forgotten his own creation from non-existence.
قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ
Verse number 79. O Muhammad, say to him in reply, Whoever created these bones in the first place will bring them back to life, because the one who created them initially is not incapable of returning life to them. He, may he be glorified, is the knower of everything. Nothing is hidden from him.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ نَارًا فَإِذَا أَنتُم مِّنْهُ تُوقِدُونَ
Verse number 80 The being who has made for you, O people, lush green trees from which you are able to extract fire by igniting them. So the being who combined two opposites, the moisture of the green trees, and the fire ignited from them, is also capable of reviving the dead.
أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ
Verse number 81 It is not the one who created the heavens and the earth despite their grandeur, also capable of bringing the dead back to life after causing their death? Of course, he is definitely capable of it. He is the creator who created all creations, and he knows them all, so nothing is hidden from him.
إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون.
Verse number 82. The authority and prestige of Allah is such that when He intends to create something, all He says to it is be. And so it happens as He intends it. His intending to give life, cause death, and resurrect is also like that.
فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ.
Verse number 83. So Allah is glorified and free of the incapability the idolaters ascribe to Him. He is the one to whom belongs total authority over everything, and He does as He wishes with it. The keys to everything are in His hands, and you shall all return to Him in the hereafter, where He will requite you over your deeds. Beneficial points. 1. From among the favors and privileges of granted by Allah to the people is that He has subdued the livestock for them and made them usable to the people for their necessities, i.e., mounting, consuming their meat and milk. 2. From among the attributes of Allah is that His knowledge encompasses all His creation in all its conditions, at all times. He knows well the state of those buried in the earth, from those whose bodies have decayed, and those whose body parts remain, and He knows the hidden and the apparent. 3.